What?
Didn't get upset.
Okay, we gave him the minute or so. He's going to get very upset because it comes 2 minutes late. He's like, this is going to go fast. What should we do? I don't know. We waited. Okay, we're up top there, a couple of lines down. Zach Klal. So the Mishnah said, Zach Klal, Kol Oysim Alachim Lachdom Skayemes. Zach Klal Asuyim Mai. What do I mean to include? Docha Kapiza Bekava. Okay, that means, we had it once before. You have a piece of wood. You know, they would carve out their cane. They had a piece of wood, and they would dig it out to make, something that could hold a kav. It's big enough that something can hold a kav. He didn't dig it out completely. Dug it out, so now it's a kli that can hold 3 lugim. A kav holds 4 lugim. There's enough raw material here in this block of wood to chisel out a bowl. I don't know if you have a better word for it. Not a bowl, it's not a good word, but some sort of utensil that would... What? Yeah, no, that would have held a kav. He made it into 3/4 of a kav. That's also makar b'patish, because that is a kli. It's not... There's more potential in this thing for a bigger kli, but the mice he made a 3/4... Three...
Is that the shear?
What? No. That's the way they would do it. In other words, less than I don't think people would do. This is something that is miskayem. So people would leave it. It was a kli apparently that they used. Okay, we waited a minute. He said, okay. Efshim gamli lamakav b'kornis al asadim. Now, what does he mean? This is a funny makav b'patish. Makav b'patish usually means you take your hammer, and the way Rashi learns it, you had a stone, a piece of big stone out of a wall, it's ready to go, you give it the last knock and it comes out. What Tyson learns, it's the last hit. Straw that breaks the camel's back. It's the last hit on the kli, the last thing. Now here, you're not hitting the thing you're making. You're hitting the sadden. What do they call a sadden? An anvil? They have a word for that.
It's the hammer on the anvil.
On the anvil, right. Now, you're working with a hammer. This is your anvil. You're working on something. You hit the anvil. What does that have to do with Michael Patish? What was he doing? Michael Ovid. What did he do? Rabbi Reb Yosef Damri Tavayim Neshema Amenes Yodo. He's practicing. He's practicing. That's also called makav apatis. That's a strange one. He saw somebody doing some sort of a skill, and he saw it vigomer and he learned it. That guy's chayiv makav apatis. What did he do with him? Elamai, that's what's going on. The amri tavayu shekain miradidei tase mishkon. In the Mishkan, they were tas, it means flat sheets of gold. They were used for the tzipi akrosh. Remember, we spoke to kroshim with wood, but they had a thin coating of gold on it. So they banged out thin sheets of metal. Oisin kane. What they did was interesting. Let's say they had the gold on this anvil, and they would bang it out. So it's like every so often, they would hit. I guess the hammers weren't so perfect. The hammers became unsmooth. So they were afraid that the next hit on the gold, which is thin, would break through the gold. Because they wanted a smooth finish. So every so often they would hit with the hammer down on the anvil to make sure the hammer was smooth. That's a little bit different than you stand in makav patish. You're not finishing the kli you're working on. You're sort of fixing, or not like fixing, you're sort of making sure the thing you're using stays in good shape. That's why he's adding on. We don't necessarily agree with him on that. Okay. HaChayrish Kolshu. Chayrish also is the Shias Kolshu. HaMenachish. Menachish, I think, is weeding. Mekarsim is pruning off the dry branches off a tree. Mizareid is to take out the zrodim. They have a word for zrodim. It's a type of reed. They have an English word for zrodim. No. The Rashi says it's a type of reed that grows near the trees. And what? Shoots, right, good. And it can sometimes, by growing near the tree, be mazik the tree. So you're pulling out. They're all the similar things. These are all things where you're taking out, not for the thing, weeding you don't take for the weeds, pruning the branches are worthless. You're taking those things off so that the tree will grow better, so that the earth will be better. That's chayresh. That's not kaitse. I'm not taking the weeds for usage. I'm taking the weeds to prepare the ground. That's chayresh. Kol shu chay, that's the shir. Now, hamalakit eitzim. This is an interesting thing. I'm picking off, whatever you want to call it, eitzim. So it depends. Imlis sakein, if I'm doing it, breaking off these branches to make the tree better or the earth better, then it's chayresh. The shir for chayresh is kol shein. Imla hesek, I'm taking the branches for firewood, then it's kaitzer. Then I'm not improving the earth. Then I'm taking something. I take apples, I can take wood for kitzira too. What's the shear? That we learned back there. The shear for firewood is always enough wood to cook a gargris of a chicken egg that's already in the pan, whatever it is. Similarly, hamalakit asovim. What? Yeah, but you're pulling them out of the earth. You're not just gathering, you're attached. In the sakin, if you're pulling the grass to make the earth better, that's chayrish, kosher. In the behema, you're using it for animal food that we learned back there. Kimlo, piyagdi. Lamai chozi, you tell me chayrish kosher, you make a little hole in the ground. What's it worth? What's it for? What could it be used for? Chozi lebizra de kara. For see a pumpkin seed, right? Pumpkin, or what do they have for that? Gourd? Pumpkin seed, okay. One pumpkin seed. The kavosa gabi mishkin. She came royal klach echad shall someone and one thing. Rashi has an interesting question we had back there not so long ago. That's the mile with this system. Nothing is that long ago. You know, it goes so fast. We had that when you take out seeds, you have to take out two. We said because nobody will take out one seed to plant. Here you're telling me that one seed does give the shivas. So Rashi says like this: when you're talking about the hutzo, taking it out of your house, you need two because nobody will take it out. Nobody will bother taking out one seed to plant. You take it too. But when you plant it, you plant each one by itself. So the whole withdrawal for one plant, for one seed, does have a chshivas. Okay. Hamenachesh hamekarsim hamzari. Ton rabbonim. Hotoilesh ulshin. Now this is another good one. Ulshin. This again, my gemara is a riot. My rashi says, Eisef shekom krishpal. So my metargim says, what is krishpal? Ulshin. Okay, what? Oh, Endos, yeah, from Pesach. Okay, very good. Okay, now, the point about Ulshin, okay. V'hamezarit Zrodim, back to the Mishnah, is Zrodim. Now, Rashi explains, Zrodim have three levels, three stages in their development. When they're fresh, young, they're soft, they can be eaten by people, their food. They get a little harder. They're not good for people. They can be used for animal feed. They get a little harder to get it. Then it has to be firewood. So you have three stages in its development, says the Gemara as follows. If you're at the eating stage, so that's ksira of an oichel that we learned. It's kegregris. Again, we always learn the shurim from oitzur. Like Mishnah says. Now, imla behema, it's no longer roi for a person to. It's at the next stage, animal food, kimopi agidi, like we learned before. Imla hesek, if it's at the level that it can't even be used for animal food, it's not firewood, it has the shear of firewood. Kedei levashel beitzakala, puts in the Mishnah a proviso at the end. That's well if I'm taking it for its purpose. So if it's food, it's gregers. If it's animal food, it's pliagdi. If it's firewood, it's beitzakala. But if I'm taking out those ulshin to make the ground better, then it's chayrish. Then the shear is kolshu. Imla yapis is hakarka kolshu. Here's a very famous piece of Gemara comes now. What did the Mishnah just say? If I take it to eat, let's say, I'm eating the ulshins, endives, the Yekis use it for moro, you know, has no worms, it's worm-free, whatever. So then it's gregus. If I'm doing it to make the ground better, then the shear is kolshu, right? Here's the Gemara. Whatever you're taking it for, it's automatically making the ground better. So you should always be chayv bekolshu. Otu kulu loli yapis is akar kaninu. But you're taking it for food. You're taking it for animal food. You're taking it for firewood. But lamaisa, it's making the ground better. Let it be bekolshu. Okay, what's the obvious answer to that? It's a dovshen miskaven, that's all. Rabbi Yosef Damri Tavai. Oh, I'm sorry, before that. Be'agam shon. No, it's not in a field. How do they tell you? Agam, a swamp. What? Swamp, so it did nothing to get better or not better. Okay, finished. He wasn't mechaven. It's the Gemara. What's going to help you in a machaber? It's psik reisha. This is if it's such a situation where weeding it or whatever thing that makes it better, it makes it better. It's not going to help you in a kavona. Vabayi v'rova da amri tavayu moide reb shimre psik reisha v'loyomus loy tzricha. He's doing it in his friend's backyard, who's not his particularly his good friend. Question, what's the answer to Gemara? What does that mean? Therefore, what? So this is the mokum, one of the makaris for the Oruch. The Oruch has a sheet that a psikreisha de lo nicholai is muta. He claims that's what the Gemara is saying. It's lo nicholai, what I care. Taisus is adamant that that's not true. He came out of all the Rishonim hold it's not true. And what the Gemara means to say here is that since it's lo nichalei or lo ichbaslei, it doesn't really matter, as long as I don't care, it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because I don't need the purpose of the melacha. So mela, and it's not muta, it's also midrabbonim. We never said it's muta here, it says. It says you're not chayiv. It'll still be also midrabbonim. But making it arad de chavre will turn it into a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Okay. We're out from boinu, we're now into ksiva. He wrote two letters. That's the shir. Bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo. With his right hand, that Agmar is going to ask. Lechura, left-handed. Generally, a person is right. He writes his left hand. That's like a dark. We'll see. Bein mishem echad. When he wrote two letters, the same letter. Gimel, gag. It's a word. Bein mishtei shemes. Or he wrote a two-letter word, like any word. God, it's not a regular word. Bein mishtei samonius. It's two colors of ink. Bechol Loshin, doesn't matter, you don't have to write in Loshin Kodesh. Chayif, is Chayif. Om Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi has an interesting sheet. Reb Yosi doesn't hold. The Moloch of Ksiva came from the Mishkan, because they wrote a letter on each Keresh next to each other to match them. He claims that it's not a Ksiva, it's what he calls Roishim. Roishim, making a mark. It doesn't even have to be a letter. Lo hichivu shtei oisiyas alam shem roishim shekach koisvim al kar shei ha-mishkan leida ezu ben zuga, which is the pair. Mela, you don't even need two letters. If you'll make two like marks, you'll also be chayiv. We'll see in a minute. Om Reb Yehuda, this we've had many times. Matzinu shem kot mishem godel. Sometimes you can be chayiv for writing a small name off a big name. Shem mishimin. Umishmuel, Noach Minoch, Domi Daniel. Going to be learned before. That's a pasuk. We'll have it. May Achas. That's considered you did what you wanted, even though it's not completely what you wanted. You wanted to write a longer name. You wrote a shorter name, a two-letter name. Shem Mishmuel, God Migadil. You're also chay. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Oh, let's get the first thing in the Mishnah. Leaves seems to be a strange thing. You tell him if you write with your right hand or with your left hand, you're chayiv. So Zogim Ra say, Bishla Yemin Lachayiv, that I understand. Shun Derek Siva Bakach. Ela small amai, when Derek Siva Bakach. Who that's like a dark? For righty to write with his left hand, it's like a dark. Omer Rabbi Yemiyah, the Ita Yad Shonu. The Mishnah is talking about a lefty. So then he should be put on his right hand. You're not helping me too much. Utehei small di day, ki Yemin de Kule Alma. Good. So his left becomes the right of the world. Small Lachayiv, Ayimin Lolachayiv. You're not helping me too much. You make the Mishnah lefty, so now I have Shemir at the beginning of the Mishnah. Either way, you shouldn't be chayiv both. So that's why you talk about an ambidextrous fellow. The Mishnah is talking about an ambidextrous person. Elam abay b'shoyl b'shtei yodav. Enochanami. Nitzvahaloch elamaisa. Not too many people are ambidextrous. I mean, most people, if they write with their other hand, whether they're right or left or whichever one, it's takapota, because that's called shalokadark. Omer abaye. I'm sorry. That's the first teretz. Second teretz of the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov b'Rei d'Basyanki v'Omar, Homani Rabbi Yosi. No, Taka means right or left, but the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Now what did Rabbi Yosi just say? That the Moloch is not koisei, writing. It's a roishim, a mark. Making a letter with your left hand is no worse than a mark. As if you say you need a letter, writing a letter, then with the left hand is shaloi kedark. If it just means making a mark, there's no difference between your right and your left. Oh, it's a more legitimate question. How could you tell me now that the ratio of the Mishnah that said Kosef Shtei Ois is Bein Bimino Bein Besmoilo is Reb Yosi? Doesn't sound that way, because the next line in the Mishnah says Omer Reb Yosi. Sounds like the Reb Yosi is coming in later in the Mishnah. V'homi the Sefer Reb Yosi he Reisha Lav Reb Yosi Kula Reb Yosi. It's unusual Gemara. He doesn't even say that, but that's how the Gemara is reading it. Somehow, even though it doesn't read right, the whole Mishnah is Reb Yosi. Okay, let's go. Looks complicated. It's not that bad. Let's look at Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, and the way we always say over, Shem Mishimon Dechayiv. That means you wanted to write Shimon. You turned out writing Shem, which is a name also, and it's two letters. What about if the two-letter word I wrote is a double? It's the same letter twice. Like, he wanted to write the word Titnu, and he wrote Tais, which is also a word, but it's the same letter doubled over. Or Sheish Misheishach. This sounds like from... Now, that's a bigger Kiddush, because you're not writing two different letters. It would sound in the mission that you're going to be part of it. Because if you'd have picked all his examples where there were two different letters, Shem Mishimon, Shem Mishmuel, Noch, Noch, Noach Minocha, Don Midonil, God Migodil, it would sound like if you wrote Sheish Misheishach, you wouldn't be chayiv. Now, the Gemara's going to have a kasha, and this takes a little while because it's a big price until we get to the end of the price, get back to the kasha. Don't hold your breath, but don't unbuckle your seatbelt either. It takes a little while to get to the kasha. Oh, Ella, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Matzina. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Oisiyos, Vein Shnei Shemes, Huda Mechayiv. Two letters which are two different letters, like Shem Mishmuel. Shtei Oisiyos, Vein Shem Echot, like Sheish, Misheishach, something like that. Teis, Meititnom, something like that. Choich, Michoichim. Loi Mechayiv, Vehotanya. Let's see. You'll have your Gemaras for that picture because I can't explain it. You'll use that picture the best I can do. It's a completely side point, but we've got to get through it. Let's see. Also, Achas. Now, again, where did all this business come from? We had it once undefined. This business of a partial malacha. Because it could have said Achas in the Torah. It says Mei Achas. That's how they learned from one, meaning you did part of what you wanted to do. Okay. So, but also Achas. Yochol atchiyichtov kol hashem. You have to write the entire word. Vatchiyara kol habeged. Or you have to. You won't be chayv till you weave your entire thing. Vatchiyasa kol hanapo. Now napo is a sieve. A sieve was made by a weaving process. They made it out of reeds, and it's also a type. That picture is pretty good. They wove. They call it. You don't call it weaving, but you're basically doing the same thing. You're going in and out, cross pieces. That's how they made baskets. So you won't be chayv until you do your whole basket. Tamalom may achas, a partial malacha. So maybe it means e may achas yochle filokos velosa. Maybe you only write one letter. Vilo oragel chut echod, or you'll shot through one string, which we know it's not. You need two. Vilo osel a base echod benap. What do you mean base echod? That picture is quite good. Over there, you see, in the standard weaving, you got the picture there. In the standard weaving, you set up your chassis strings. And they were hooked onto these bote nirims, these frames that went up and down. In this kind of a setup, it didn't do that. It wasn't on a loom. So if they would shoot, they would set up the chassis strings. They would put the two cross strings in the bottom and tie them, and that would hold the thing in place. You need something to hold these strings in place. So when you're on a loom, you got the frames. I got some mice in there. Here you're working by yourself. You have these. So you put two across the bottom here, top, bottom, whatever you want to call it, tie them. That would hold things in place. That's how they did it. So each one's called a base napo. You need two of them. So maybe if you made only one, it would be good. Talmud Lomar. Achas. It says Achas also. Okay, so we go in the middle. You don't need the whole thing, but you need more than one. Eino chai v'atchiyichtov Shem kot mishem godl, Shem mishimen u'mishmuel, noyach minochor, don midoniel, god migodil. Okay, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oh, you don't need Shem mishimen. It's enough the same letter repeated if it's a word. I feel low cost of l'shtei yoyitz v'en shem elcha chayv kigon, sheish, teis, ror, gag, choch. And these are all coming off a bigger word. Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Sheish mishesh betza, sheishach, sheshomim, teis mitisro. They're all words coming off other words. So Rabbi Yehuda moved it up a step. Even if it's a two-letter word, the same letter repeated. Now there's our kasha right there. Because the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah seems to say, like the Tanakhama here, you need two different letters, Shem Mishmur. But we got a few more steps till we get back to that. Omer Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi, he has his story. He doesn't care about letters altogether. The Malach and the Mishnah is not Kaiser. They weren't writing a letter over there. They used a letter, that's true. They used an ois. But it was just a simon to pair off the crossing. Shekin Roish min al Karshe Amishkin laid the Ezri ben Zugo, the Peacock, Sorat Srita. He made a line. Achas, al Shnein Sorim. He had two pieces of wood, one next to each other. He made a line like this. So Bichayev, that's two. Or on one piece of wood, he made two lines. You don't need letters altogether. You completely going too far. The whole world, you're making a basic mistake here. Okay. Oh, stay sweet. It's all necessary. Good. We didn't finish yet. Reb Shimon Oimer. Ve'oso achas. Yochol at sheyichtov es kol Hashem. At sheyaro kol habeged. At sheyas es kol hanapo. Talmud loma meyachas. I meyachas. Yochol afilo lo kosov elo ois. Exactly like before. Afilo orgel chut echot. Afilo osa labayis echot benapo would be good. Talmud loma achas. Ho keitzad. Eino chayiv at sheyasim melocha shekayotzibo miskayemes. The Chori means two because it holds. He's exactly repeating the Tanakama. We'll get back to that also. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now Rabbi Yossi finishes up the brisa with the whole limud, how we do this. We had this on the fire. In this pasuk, they took out four limudim. It says, V'osso me'achas me'heno. We took out four separate things that we had in the mamsh on the fire. First of all, it could have said achas, and it says me'achas. That mem is extra. It could have said heno. That mem is extra. The whole achas heno business seems to be extra words. So we take out four separate things from there. Achas me'achas is this business of Shem Yishimim. Meheno heno is heno's of us, meheno is told us. Achas heno, if you remember, is our limud from before. Sometimes you have achas shehi heno, one iser, and you wind up heno with a lot of chatoyas. Sometimes it's heno vehi achas. You do a lot, you wind up with one chatoyas, depending, shigas melokas. That was his. So now he's giving us that limud. V'oso achas v'oso heno. To omim shechayim achas al kulon. That would be. It's going melocha shigigas Shabbos one chatos to amim shechayim kolachas v'adas shigas melocha. Good. Breathe. After the whole story, it says in Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama said Shem Mishimin. Even God, not God. Yeah, even let's say Sheish Mishesh Betzak. The same letter repeated. So it means Rabbi Yehuda is being mechayiv for a two-letter word, the same letter. In the Mishnah, he seems to say Yini Shem Mishimin, like the Tanakhama. Stephen, fine. That was our kasha. K'toni Mia Rabbi Yehuda Om Rafilo Kosev Elo Shteyo. He says Vein Shem Echor Chayiv. Not like in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Loi kasha, hodi dei, hodi rabbei. In the Mishnah, that you need Shem, Mishim, and two different letters, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This Rabbi Yehuda is in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel. He held a step further, even the same letter repeated. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu lo kosav ela bezoisiyos, behen Shem Echod, Chayiv, Kigon Sheish, Taste, roar, gag, koch. Okay, now that was our problem. Now we have to deal with this brice on its own. Reb Shimon in this brice seems to be saying exactly the same thing as those who preceded him. The Reb Shimon, Hainu Tanakami, went through the same mechanics. It says achas, you should need the whole thing. It says meyachas, maybe you should one is enough. No, you need something that's miskayim, which we thought to mean two. So look, what's miskayim? Two strings on a thing, two letters is a word. So the Chori is saying the exact same thing Tanakami said. Reb Shimon, Hainu Tanakami. Says the Gemara. You know what the chiddush is? Aleph, aleph, the aazreko ika benayu. That's the difference. He wanted to write the word aazreko. He wrote aleph, aleph. Now that's we never had before, because that's not a word. Shemi shimin, choch mi choichim, shefi shesh, what you wrote is a two-letter job, but it's a word on its own. This is not. So maybe that's the machloikis. The Tanakam requires a word. Reb Shimon is going a step further. As long as it's two letters, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense, we'll read. The Tanakama sovar aleph aleph to azreka lomachai ini shemi shimon whatever. Reb Shimon sovar. Kaven the isa bigal ture be almo chayiv. One second, we have to understand why in the world would Reb Shimon say a chayiv? You intended to write a word. You tell me you weren't that writing a smaller word, that's okay. You intended to write a word, you wrote gibberish. Why ain't the word should be chayiv? The answer would be a new thing. Because even though it's not a word, that's true, but it's isa begalture. What did they say in English? Oh, galture, this is a good one. Galture is, it's like a kemeya. An amulet, correct. And they exom shalmach shefes. And Rashi says, in Latin, it's called the klutrus. Don't ask me, but anyway, they would write in there letters. I don't know if you saw an amulet. I never saw one in my life. But they wrote things in there, all sorts of formulas, you know. So there would be combinations of two letters, which to our eyes are not a word. So you could have Aleph Aleph written in one of these things. That's why, that's the machlokes. The Tanakhama holds you need a word. He holds even an Aleph Aleph, which in our estimation is not a word. But since it is Issa Begalture, he would be Chayit. Is that what's going on here? That would mean what? That Reb Shimon is more machmir than the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you got to wind up with a two-letter word. He's saying even a repeated letter, which doesn't make sense, Aleph Aleph. He's more machmir, correct? That's impossible, because we will show you that Reb Shimon is more makel here. He requires you have to do more to be chayiv. Lememre de Reb Shimon l'chumra, meaning he requires less to make one chayiv. Vehotanya, look what it says. Hakoideach kol shehu chayiv. Remember, koideach meant drilling a hole, right? He didn't drill the whole hole. He did kol shehu, the shehu is kol shehu chayiv. Hamigarer kol shehu, we had it back there in Klal Gadol. He's shaving off the top of a beam of something to sharpen it at the end. That's a toldam amachik. Kol shu. Hama'abed kol shu. He worked out the leather kol shu. Doesn't mean kol shu, because ma'abed has a shear. You need enough to make a kemei, I think. What was the shear in a ma'abed? I forgot the name. Kemei, yeah. Hatzor b'kli tzura kol shu. You wanted to finish back up a pot we had before. You tzor tzura on a kli. You have a kli. But you're going to put a design on the outside. When you put the design on, that's Magav Patish. You didn't do the whole design. Let's say you did half of it on Erev Shabbos. You just did a touch of it and you finished it on Shabbos. You're chayiv. Kol shu. Reb Shimon Omer, no good. Achi yikdach es kulo. You're not chayiv till you make the whole hole you want to make. Achi yigor es kulo. You have to shave down the entire tip of that thing, whatever you're doing. Achi yabit es kulo. You got to do the whole piece of leather that you're planning on doing. Achi yotsu kulo. You got to make that whole design. So what do you see? Reb Shimon is the other way. Reb Shimon holds that you're not chayiv for partial malachas. Reb Shimon holds if you take on a project to be chayiv, you got to do the whole project. You want to tan a piece of leather. We hold you chayiv as soon as you do the shir kemeya. He holds if I want to tan this piece of leather, I'm not chayiv till I tan the whole piece of leather. So forget. Reb Shimon is a makel. Reb Shimon holds you got to do your whole job. You wanted to tell me that my colleagues Reb Shimon that kind of going before was Reb Shimon says it's enough if you do two letters, even two letters that don't make sense, that don't read aleph aleph. Meaning he requires less malacha to be chayiv. Forget Reb Shimon is the other way. Reb Shimon holds you're not chayiv for partial things altogether. You got to do the whole job you undertake. Meaning you have to write the whole word you wanted to write. Even Shem Yishmuel you shouldn't be chayiv. If you want to write Shmuel, you got to write Shmuel. It's the other way around. Ela Reb Shimon, that's what he's coming to tell me. When he said, what was his words there? He meant the whole word. Faket is being makel. The Tanakhama says, Shem Yishmuel. Reb Yehuda added on, even taste me mititnu. He says you need whatever you took on. You wanted to write Shmuel? You got to write Shmuel. So now you're telling me Reb Shimon just moved from an extreme rightist to an extreme leftist. He started off telling me chayiv for two words out of gibberish, two letters. Now you're telling me it's all the way out of sight. You're not chayiv till you complete your entire project. So if you want to write Shmuel, you're not chayiv till you write Shmuel. Says, well, that's also a problem, because look at this. How could you tell me that? For Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer, also Achas Yochel Achi Yichtov Es Hashem Kulo. Could it mean you have to write the entire word? Talmud Loma Meachas. Only partially. So you see, Reb Shimon doesn't require you to write the whole word. So now we're really stuck. He doesn't mean this way. He doesn't mean that way. So then what does he mean? He means exactly what Tanakhama said, but Bible didn't say anything. Teritz Hochi. Teritz Veima Hochi. We're remaining with our guns. Reb Shimon holds you've got to complete your project. So you'd have to write the entire word Shmuel. So what? Shmuel Tzvi, maybe. No, Shmuel is enough. No, so what did it mean? Maybe you have to write the whole thing. No, you don't. There he meant the whole posuk. You would think you have to write the whole posuk. Yochel Achi Yichtov Es Posuk Kulo told me you don't have to write the whole posuk. That you don't have to do. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, I'm just wrapping up the end. Rabbi Yossi took, he explained to us how you get all four limudim out of there. Rabbi Yossi, v'osa achas v'osa heino. Po'omim shem chayiv achas al kulon, po'om shem chayiv akol achas v'yachas. Om Rabbi Yossi, v'chanim had on that fight. My time, Rabbi Yossi, how does it work? How do all these limudim work? Achas me'achas, that's number one. That mem is extra. Heino me'heino, that's extra. Then you have the juxtaposition of the words in the pasuk. Achas heino, achas shi heino, heino shi achas. Is I say, achas shimin, me'achas shem, mi shimin. Heino ovois, me'heino told us. Achas shi heino, that means sometimes it's one and you'll wind up with a lot of chatoyis, that's doin Shabbos, the shigigas melochis. Heino shiachas. Sometimes you do a lot and you wind up with one chatos. Shigigas Shabbos, uzdoin melochis. Okay, now comes to an interesting thing over here. Yishem Shmuel, what does that mean? I wanted to write the word Shmuel. I have extra time, I might as fool around. What do I want to write? I wanted to write Shmuel. Okay? So you're telling me, if I write two letters, which are themselves an entire word, I'm chayiv. So that means that when I stop, I wrote this. Right? You're telling me I'm chayiv. Correct? Why? Correct. If this was gibberish, it wouldn't work. This is a word. Is this a word? No, you have to write it this way. You wrote the wrong mem. This is not a word. Right. That's the Gemara's problem now. From this, the Gemara is going to derive a very interesting thing. Must be this is a word. Which means that if you write, instead of writing an endemem, we call endemem sofit, you write this, it's good in the Sefer Torah. That's what you're telling me, basically. Let's see. I mean, same question. Let's see. This is not the same thing. This is not the word Shem. Mem the Shem Sosum. We call end the mem, mem sofit, they call Sosum. Because when you write it, it's completely, the final mem is a complete sealed box. So it's called Sosum. Mem the Shemin Posuach is the open mem. Om Rav Chis de Zoso Meres Sosum Vaso Posuach. It should have been Sosum. You wrote it Posuach. It's kosher. So this is Taka, the word Shem. Now let's see if that's true or not. Meisrei. Comes a long braisu, chsavtom, by writing Sefer Tefillin Mezuzos. Shetekseva tamo. It should be a perfect writing. What do we mean? Shelo yichtov alfin einin. That is very interesting. Don't write an olive einin. That's not even close. You know what I mean? So Rashi explains, people sometimes confuse it because they sound the same. The Ran learns, if you look carefully here, if you write an aleph and a little bit off, you drop that leg, it looks like a backwards ayin. That's what it meant. If you drop that bottom leg of the aleph, that looks like a turned around ayin. That's what it meant. Okay, whatever. Ayin and aleph. Beis and chof and chof and beis. They're very close. A chof and a beis is that little thing sticking out on the right. So be careful. Gam and tzad gam. Gimel and a tzadik also are very close. The gimel and a tzadik is, if you look at it, it's this way. If you turn it upside down, basically it's a tzaddik. Okay. Dalsin, Reisha, Reisha, Dal. Okay, Reisha, Dals are very close. Hein, Chesen, Chesen, Hein. If you connect it on top, the Yehe becomes a Ches. Vov, Yud, Yud, Vov. It's going to make a little bit too long. You got a Vov. Zainen, Nunen, Nun, Zainen. That means, doesn't mean a regular Nun, but that's not a regular Nun, not a Zain, but a long Nun. And end the Nun in the Chumash, that's what the Bishrayim say. He says Zayin, basically, I'm not a Sefer, but this is a Zayin. The stick comes down in the middle. A Vav, it comes down like this. If you extend this down, this becomes a long Nun. And Rishayim say, you see from here that a long Nun should not be written this way, but should be written this way. Because the Bryce says you'll confuse it with a Zayin, not with a Vav. So apparently the long Nun, which is the way we write it, is written like this and down. Not like this and down. Okay. So you make your Zayin too long, it's going to look like a long Nun. Tes, pay, pay, tes. Also, I mean, they're similar because a pay, it pays just bent in more if you think about it. The test comes up this way, but it also goes in this way. If you make this side of your test a little short, it's going to be very close to a pay. If I can't restrain him, say you see from here that the top of your test has to bend in. Okay, my writing is terrible. It has to bend in, not like this on top. Because what does that do to pay? Obviously, this thing bends in. If you're looking at the Sefer Torah, the test bends in. Because then it could theoretically be confused with a pay. Does he have a picture of that? There are pictures of this over there in the Gemara. They have the pay in the. He's got it. Yeah, okay, see, you can see if you drop that bot. No, here, no, like this. Here it is right here. Here's your test. That's how you write a test. If you separate that. If you make a space there, the right side of the test will basically be a pay. But you see, they learned that obviously the test goes in. So the test wouldn't go in. It would look like a chof, not a pay. Okay. Okay, a crash course in Safra's here. Kfufim, pshutim, pshushim, kfufim. Meaning what we call a chof and a chof sofis. Don't switch them around. Mem and samchin, samchin, yes. Because a final mem and a samach are very close, very close. Oh, stumim, psuchim, psuchim, stumim. Don't switch pasuach with sozim, zon, vazuach. That's our problem. We just said that if you, instead of making a sozim, you make a pasuach, it's good. This bright says you can't flip them. No, there's a parsha psucho, it's in a stumim. You know, some of the parsha in the chumash are psucho, depends on the space left open. Don't switch those around. Stumim, it's in a psucho. Kosva kishira. You ever notice the shira, the as yoshir or hazinu? They're written what we call a reich al spaces. Regular sefer Torah goes straight. Don't write the sefer Torah like the shira, or shakes na shira, or don't write the shira like the regular sefer Torah. Oh, shekosta shalobid yoy. You didn't use ink. What ink is? We don't get into now. Let's go. The Rambam says basically anything black will do the trick. Oh. You wrote the Seamus in the Torah in gold. Don't tell anybody, they'll start a fad, you know what I mean? We'll start making the Seamus gold. All these Sifrei Torah have to be put away, the apostle. Just as an aside, before we get to our point, you have a very strange thing going on over here. You just told me, Kosav Shalom Bidyo. If I write any letter in the Sefer Torah, in anything with black ink, I'm out. So now you tell me if you write the Seamus in gold, it's no good. You just told me if you write anything in any color, what's the difference? What do you have to tell me? If you write the Seamus in gold, it's no good.
I think it's better.
Whoa. I would have never thought of that, but that is what the Beis Yosef says. I would have thought that the Askor is fakert. I should make it more choshev in gold. It says, don't do that. Don't play any games with me. Or, that's the Beis Yosef says. When I saw it, I thought it was a very strange thing to say. I see it came right on top of your head. No, the Nicky Yosef says like this, it doesn't mean you wrote it in gold. Doesn't mean that. You wrote it in black ink. You covered it with as a gold afros. What do you call it?
Dust.
Gold dust. You want to make it look nice. Now, again, what does it have to do with us chorus? That should parcel anything to say for time. But it doesn't. You know why? Because you can take it off. The gold dust you could remove, but on the Seamus, removing the gold dust would be like being Moichik as Hashem. Because now in the gold dust you have the Shem Hashem. So take that off, it's not Mamish Moichik as Hashem, but it's close to it. So if you did it on any other word in the Sefer Torah, we don't have to say Yigonzu, just clean it up. If you did it on the Askoris, you got to put that Sefer Torah in Geniza, because there's nothing you can do. That's the tube shot. Basically, beginning line of base. Okay, right. Now, back to our ranch.
Can you just take the cloth out and just replace
it? Oh, yeah, that you could do. Yeah, that you take the whole piece out. You could do that. Okay, now, but we have a problem here, because we said that to justify the dinner Shemi Shimon, we said that Sosin Vaso Posuach is good. Here in the Bryce says it's not good, clearly. Either one of them is no good. So, Digmay Nochem Tzimach Loikis. Tzimach Loikis. Who the Omar? Who said this before? That was Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds ki haitana de sanya, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. It's an interesting thing here. There's a halacha nosh misinai of disu hamayim on sukkis. Right, every day in the morning, besides pouring wine, they poured water. It's halacha misinai. But there's a remes in the chumash to it. Because remember the Galeni Chalamoy, we keep running every day over. They're exactly the same, except three of them, there's one word different. Instead of saying Venisko, on the second day it says Veniskehem. On the sixth day it says Unsocheho. And on the seventh day it says Kemishpotom instead of Kamishpot. So in the word Niskehem, you have an extra mem. Okay? an extra mem, right? Final mem. In the word nisocheho, you have nisocheho, an extra yud over there. In the word kemishpotom, you have an extra end of mem. So what do you have? Mem yud mem, mayim. That's a remez of the Alon Sinai for nisoch hamayim in the psukim of Sukkis. Now, it's a nice remez, except we got the same problem here. This doesn't say mayim. You see, it does. You see, according to this Tana, when you're supposed to write an open mem and you write a final mem, it's good. That's the other way around. And since that's good, this is also good. He's proving that instead of writing an open mem, you wrote a closed mem, it's good. So we'll say, we'll do the same thing. So instead of writing a closed mem, you wrote an open mem, it's good. But in Achalami, it's a machloikis tanoi. If you write in the Sefer Torah a closed mem instead of an open mem, we pass it so good. We will not go to that. It's good then. Okay, anyway. Oh, Rabbi Yudim, say Rome, Nemash Bishani Niskehem, Bishishi Unsocheho, Bishvik, Mishpotom, Hare Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim. Mikan Remez, Lenisucha, Mayim, and Atoira. But you're using a final mem instead of an open mem. So you see, if you put a final mem in place of an open mem, we're happy. Nu umidaposua vaso sosum kosher. You switch the open mem for a final mem is good. So the other way too. Kosher, sosum nami, sosum aso posua kosher. Oh, now we come to Shmuel Tzvi's problem. Who said those two are equivalent? You prove to me that if you switch an open, well, I don't know what you call it, a non-final mem, a middle mem, for a final mem is good. So you're deducing if you switch a final mem for an open mem is good. Moshe says maybe not. Maybe the final mem is a higher kedusha, and you can go from an open to a close, but you can't go to it. Why would I say a thing like that? I'll tell you why. Mi domi. It should have been open. You made it a sofit. You went up a step. Meaning the final mem is higher than the open mem. We'll see in a second why. Why? Because the mem, what was the mem in the shluchas? The Omer Avchiz, the mem v'samach shebeluchas b'neis ho you owned him. The mem and the samach, because they were cut straight through. These are completely formed letters. They'll fall right out. They didn't. So obviously talking about a final mem. So the final mem was in the luchas. Elososum, so that's a step up. If you take a posuadika mem and make it final, that you made it into a thing that was there originally. Where'd the open mem come from? That came in much later, the Gemara thinks. Elososum vaso posuach, girue megarale, you're going down a step. Why down a step? Because the final mem was in the original Chumash. Those are the four letters that have sophists over there. Sofa mamorim. That was a takonas neviim. So the Gemara at this point thought a most interesting thing. That originally in the Chumash, in the Torah, was only what we call final mems. The whole business of the non-final letters came about later. So then what's the connection? You go from open to closed, you went up a step. Closed to open, you went down a step. Says, well, that's impossible. That can't be. They could have made up a new set of letters. You changed the Sefer Torah. You can't do that. So what's going on here? It can't be they created a new. It can't be. So what is going on here? What did they do? They were both there. Everything was in the original Sefer Torah. We didn't know which one is at the end, what's sofis or what's not sofis. There were two mems, two sama, two pays, two all of that. Also tzofim takninu came along the Nevi'im and said, this closed one, that we call the closed one, become the sofis, and the other one will be the middle of the letter. In fact, they were still no good. They couldn't make that din. If in the original Torah it didn't matter which went where, they couldn't change them. They're still changing the ksav. Meyato? So the whole thing's a mistake. Avada, in the original way, the final mem was the final mem. The open mem was in the middle of the word, but the din was forgotten at a certain point. The Nevi'im came later and reminded us of what the original din was. But Meila, our kash is off. Nothing is better than anything else. Everything's in the original Sefer Torah, and our deduction is correct. Just finish up. Which means they were clear through and through. You could read it from the back. It's the same thing. It went straight through. It carved out. So in the back of the luchas, you could read it. Of course, they were backwards. But that was another ness, that the letters turned around. Because if you write here, Nevuv, over here. On the back, you won't read Bubin because the letters are flipped. They flip the other way to be able to read the other way. Now, as Rashi points out, of course, these three words are not in the Aseres HaDibros. They might just chapter on words as an example. Tell you the bottom, what the chapter on words that are not there. But okay, whatever.